Hi, everybody. Cole, I've gone
a long time.
Ah, you also. Too long. No way.
How's everything going?
It's great. Lovely.
Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
All right. Quick question for you. How are you able to keep this team focused instead of being distracted from the outside noise that's out?
Well, I mean, you know, ultimately, it's still about what we do. And as I tell this football team, I mean, it's, you know, we get to tell the story. And, you know, everybody will, you know, have a perspective on, you know, what they think or, you know, what they believe. But at the end of the day, it's about our work. It's about, you know, our investment, our sacrifice, you know, the what we're willing to pour into each other and our preparation for that moment. And then, you know, we get to go put it on display. So, you know, it's just staying focused on the most important thing. And that's the guys that you get to do it with and the opportunity that we have.
Good luck to see you.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, Coach, I'm a high school football coach. I'm trying to break through into college coaching, and I'm just trying to get some tips and some techniques to try to get into a program and an organization to be a part of it.
Yeah, you know, I just said, you know, this is a great game of relationships, and, you know, as you go through it, it's, you know, making the most of each relationship, the people that you know, and, you know, as I always tell, you know, young coaches, you know, make sure that in all that you do, that you're always preparing for what you ultimately desire, and whether you're a high school coach that wants to be in college, prepare and do the things necessary that, you know, when that opportunity presents so that you're ready, whether you're a position coach, wants to be a coordinator wants to be a head coach, just the willingness to go out there and put that on display on a consistent basis.
Coach, unlike the 2023 seasons, and it has seemed like the last two seasons when adversity has hit, you know, one of your big mantras since you've been at Gore State is respond. But it's felt like in the last two seasons that when that adversity has hit, a team has not responded. What have you done this summer to prepare the team for when and if and when adversity gets that they will respond in those situations?
I mean, I think a lot of it is through our growth, you know, just of individuals, you know, trying to create as many, you know, challenging, you know, competitive situations. You know, we have, whether it's a one-on-one opportunity that, you know, where one guy's going to win, one guy's going to lose. And, you know, what does the result look like? Well, what does the action to the result look like? And then what is the response, you know, through that? I mean, for these players, and they all want to be successful. You know, every team, you know, desires to win a championship. You know, they want to put themselves in that position. But it is, you know, building confidence through the work that you do. It's building confidence in the sacrifices that you're willing to make so that when the moment of truth shows up, that you can go step boldly. And, you know, that's what, you know, we've tried to do with this football team. And it's, you know, on the field, it's, you know, off the field, is trying to make sure that we're, you know, speaking into and giving them an opportunity to put on display, you know, all that they can be. And they've had a lot of excitement from the things that I've seen from them throughout their preparation.
I feel like Florida State is well resourced in this era of college football to compete at the top level of what Florida State has always been, which is elite, with their NIL resourcing, with the support from the administration, with the support from your M&R partnerships. Do you feel like you guys are equipped financially to compete with the Ohio States and Big Ten and the SECs and things like that?
No, I think that we've, you know, as a university, you know, we understand the expectation. We understand everything of where we want to be and where we want to go. And I'm excited for the improvements that we've made and the steps that we are taking. You know, we have one of the best football facilities in the United States of America, and that was a process. To be able to get that done, and, you know, now being in it for our first full off season, you know, just the work that our players have been able to do, some of the things that's allowing in the continued development of the players, as well as, you know, just when you look at, you know, the grand scope of what it is in player acquisition and recruiting and all the resources that are necessary, you know, we are pushing, and it's something that we know that there's some areas that we could continue to get better, just like we're pushing to get better with players, coaches, you know, everything involved. And, you know, I'm excited about what the future holds.
Coach, Mike, you speak to the unique nature of Chosen Producer Robinson here. I don't know if there's another player like him in the country. And second part, is it time to bring back that old Jalen Strong back shoulder?
Yeah, you know, Deuce is a special player. And, you know, as you can see, anybody gets to spend time around him, he's a special young man. And, you know, his work ethic, you know, his decision to come back, I think, is a true testament to, one, his belief and his belief in the impact that he can make, the impact of what, you know, we can do to help him on, you know, his ultimate desires and, you know, what that can mean for this football team, you'll hear this season, but, yeah, you'll probably see a couple back shoulders. But he's a great player that can do so many different things, and we're excited to put that on display this fall.
Hey, Mike, talk about the three quarterbacks in the room. You got Daniels from, you know, Auburn, you got the other two. Are they going to see more playing time in the first couple of games to see they're all set to deal? If something happens down the road, like last year's Stanford with that bad hit, it was a quick hit, come out, you know, number one, you know, like, you know, you got knocked out.
I mean, it's,
what do you got to do to get that so you'll have that problem?
Yeah, I'm excited about our quarterback room. You know, obviously Ashton came in, you know, he won the job this spring, and from the work that he did, what he was able to put on display, and, you know, excited about, you know, the player that he is, and you know, the people that we have around him. We also have, you know, we've got a talented Rick, and, you know, you look at a guy like Kevin Sperry, Malachi Marshall, who just joined the program here this summer. I mean, those are very talented human beings that I think have high ceilings and a great deal of potential. So, you know, the way that they approach the work is to be prepared in the moment, to continue to fight, to continue to put themselves in a position to go and, you know, be ready when their number is called. And so that'll be something that we always you'll push for, and you know, have to see how everything plays out.
And my father, Coach, you've been doubted before. What makes this, what's your approach this season to be able to push out the outside noise and help the team be able to focus so that you can have results that like 2022 and 2023?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously as you go through this journey, you know, people will always have their perspective. Sometimes people will speak down on their thoughts of what they think that you are. And then sometimes people will speak too highly of things, of what they see. And so, you know, it truly is, you know, making sure that what you're willing to pour in, you know, staying true to the core of who you are as a person, your work ethic, you know, where you're willing to put, you know, all of your intention for ultimately what you want. And, you know, that's for this team, that's for our staff, for everybody you involved in it. And, you know, I'm excited for that. And I don't need the extra motivation to work to be my best, because, you know, there's nothing on the outside that wants it more than what we wanted on the inside, and the expectations that we have for ourselves in representing, you know, the best football program in college football, the tradition, the past players, you know, every, you know, the wonderful fan base. You know, we're going to put everything we have to go make it happen and let our best show up.
Coach Nardell, I recall last season you were at high school games, South Florida, American Heritage, on platforms from South Florida. How important is it to recruit from your backyard for the elite South Florida athletes?
No, I think it's critical. You know, in our, we're obviously the best state in the country to be able to recruit some wonderful, you know, high school players that we've been able to attract to Florida State that, you know, are, I believe, going to be incredible players, you know, here at FSU. But, you know, it's also, you know, as the, as college football has continued to evolve, I mean, like this year we have a unique situation where, you know, the 5 for 5 and, you know, the new model of that. So, you know, we're probably not going to sign a really big class this year because, you know, of our opportunity for roster retention and be able to have players that, you know, maybe started earlier in their season, be able to play and get another year. So, you know, that's something that is always a little bit of the ebb and flow. But, yeah, we're always going to be active in South Florida. We got a lot of great coaches, a lot of great, you know, players, you know, personnel that are from the South Florida, you know, area. And so, you know, we're going to continue to make sure that Florida State's strong in all things in the recruitment process.
Coach, I mean, or the Alcons have played a huge role in roster construction with the changing ramifications around rosters and the new house settlement. How do you see the role of the Wolf in today's college game, and what does it look like to Florida State?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a different dynamic. When you cap, you know, how many guys can come in. And, you know, there's always been reasonable cast, but, you know, now being at a hard set, you know, number, it has eliminated some opportunities, but it's still as you go through it, you know, we've been able to have some guys that have joined the program that have been able to make, you know, some great impacts. You know, you're betting on themselves from time to time as choosing to come as a walk-on. And that's something that, you know, even in my journey, that's how I started college football. And, you know, I was fortunate to be able to, you know, take advantage of an open door and, you know, to have the career that I was able to have. It's just, Those are success stories that are that deserve being celebrated. And, you know, we're going to continue to look for those right fits in with the spaces and that are available and for guys to be able to come and we kind of forge your own path.
What are you looking at the offense? Early impressions on SMU through your summer scouting and how does it change over the years with Portal? Not knowing some of this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they've done a great job. You know, since they joined the league, they've been very, very productive and in all areas, really. And so we know we've got a one of the most talented teams the conference and probably one of the more talented teams in the country. With great quarterback, you know, obviously really good coaching staff and what they do and how they operate. So we're excited for what's in front of us, but we know it's starting off on a grand stage. You know, for it to be on, Labor Day, the only game, only game on, it's going to be a big heck of a matchup.
When you look at last year's team, you guys actually outgained a bunch of opponents that you lost to. Is there something you pinpoint? You were saying we got to just close out differently than
that's still about scoring points. And at the end of the day, that's for us. That's our focus. And, there were times and opportunities that we were able to move the ball, but we would have a missed opportunity to turn over something that in not finishing the drives like we needed to. And when it comes down to so many one score games, I mean, that's a big focus that we've had is making sure that we are able to consistently, work and progress down the field. And when we do find ourselves, there in that score zone or we get those opportunities to make sure we're finishing drives with points on the board and being able to take advantage of all of those yards.
Is it that with the offense, everyone knows you're acting as a play caller. It's one of the great reasons why you got this job. One of the many in the fan base, including myself, were excited for you to get the helm of the play call like back. But with the year off, what things were you able to kind of go back and look at maybe in that 24 season that you want to make sure that you implement in this year as you so that you don't have the repeatable?
Oh, yeah, 24 was a unique year and just so a lot of the factors that played out. And, ultimately, it was what it was and you learned and you worked growing in all situations, but I'm excited about the group that we have. I think we got a great offensive staff. Tim Harris is outstanding and helping coordinate and lead that group. And just my past and experience as a play caller, I'm very confident in what we're going to be able to do with the guys that we have. And it's going to be, the ebbs and flows of a year and making sure we're continuing to put our guys in a great position. But I'm excited for everything that's in front of us.
And then will we see a return of the great, great hoodie that had the win streak?
The what?
The hoodie.
Oh, there. Well, no, I don't know. That's an equipment manager question. Let's see.
Are you sure? Are you still at a 13?
What's that?
Are you still at a 13 handicap?
Oh, that was back in May. It was my last year on the golf. So, I can't remember what I shot. I think I played four rounds this year. So it wasn't a whole lot of change.
You mentioned, you had the 19 game win streak. You guys, get snubbed from the playoff and all that. But then now, this summer, all the magazines, you're listed as the hot seat coach in a lot of preseason magazines. What's your reaction to that when you know how successful you were just less than 24 months ago and now, all these lists? Doesn't mean they're accurate, but see.
I'm grateful for opportunity. That's what life is about. I mean, you're going to have wins, you're going to have losses in life, and but what you do with it. And, ultimately, I don't spend a whole lot of time, reading the magazines and where we're projected or all those things, because ultimately it's not going to matter. It's going to matter about what we do. And so, I've got a lot of confidence in, one, who I am, the people that I get to do it with and, the opportunity that we have in front of us. And so, if we will fulfill that, then, the rest of it will take care of itself. But, I'm grateful for the opportunity I get and who I get to do it with.
What are your thoughts about the upcoming schedule? What kind of opportunities or uniqueness about it? And also from Sean Trey, are you going to get the ball to the fullback this year?
This schedule is definitely a unique one. I mean, we've got, four, non-Saturday games. We've got two road games, in short weeks on the road. I mean, it's some different dynamics that that show up within it. But, you know, I think this is a team that's built for it, you know, and how they're preparing, how they're training. You know, we're going the with those non-Saturday games. I mean, there is a unique spotlight that gets put on, you know, on a team, you know, starting off on Labor Day is like I said earlier, is a really special stage. You know, they're in Doak Campbell Stadium, you know, playing a week zero. I mean, all those opportunities. It's going to be a fun path for us to live. And it's one that we got to be smart with our players, you know, just with the length of the season and the different things of how it unfolds. But, and then to the offensive question, you'll definitely be seeing some fullback belly probably show up from time to time.
How much did it give you pause or not to kind of think, okay, do I want to call the plays again and put that back on my plate, or is that going to be too much on my plate?
Well, I mean, I think the addition of, you know, our personnel staff, you know, obviously having our general manager, your player personnel with John Garrett joining the program, your player director of player acquisition and Taylor Edwards, those are two great additions into our program that have really allowed me to be able to have a better balance of getting back into, you know, the day-to-day football space of, you know, game planning, of being able to make sure that we're, you know, that I'm getting to do things that, you know, really where my heart background have been. So, you know, I'm excited about all parts of that. And, you know, definitely great for the addition of, you know, that personnel that we have to make sure we're doing the job at an elite level.
Coach, another ACC schedule question. I know you're not going out to the Bay Area this year, but you had to go out to staff last year for a night game. I mean, it was like Michigan State had one of those at USC. A game didn't end until like 2:30 a.m. Eastern time. I remember like Bob Davey and Mike Bobo, when I go to the Mountain West days, complain about going to Hawaii and the adjustment. That's a long ride for you or any team in the East Coast to go out for the day. How tough is that in recovery from it?
No, I said that was probably one of the more challenging, dynamics, I would say, to a road game. And you never like to learn those real life lessons, but there are probably some things I learned about even that, the preparation in that that I would do different if that ever shows up again. So, you know, it's a unique circumstance, but it's, I guess, the new age of what we do in college football.
Are you with the new addition of Tom, his background, long time offensive coordinator, are you going to pick his brain somewhat?
Yeah, I think Tom, you know, definitely, you know, brings a great deal of experience, you know, some things, you know, situationally, you know, I think will be great to be able to bounce off. And then, you know, he also brings a unique perspective. You know, I know he'll also work some with you know, Tony White and be able to provide some different ways of being able to see, you know, plans of attack or things that we might see. So definitely, you know, grateful to be able to add Tom into the program, and you'll just be able to, you have a great sounding board for some of those situations and just, you know, overall thought process.
Exactly. He's been, yeah. Ohio State. I mean, he's been all over the place, so he knows.
Yeah,
we coached against
you. Sorry, a little bit.
You feel like the running back room has got to a point where it's going to be a pretty good plus for you this year?
No, I do, and I think we got a very talented room with you know, Ooze, Sam Singleton, you know, being able to Trey Wisner coming into the program. We got to be a young running back, you know, Maury Thomas, that I'm really excited about. From what he showed this spring, I mean, and then, you know, a couple of their guys, I think have a chance that could help our team in a variety of different ways. So looking forward to that group, and, you know, I think it'll be a strong room.
Ari, is there caring for Chad Morris, a new play caller in the ACC this year at Clemson? Obviously, he wasn't coaching last year, so how are you preparing for that?
Yeah, a lot of respect for Chad. You know, we worked together, you know, years ago at Tulsa, and, you know, got a you know, a lot of connecting pieces and friendship just over the years. So, you know, I know he'll do a great job. You know, being back in Clemson is one of the things that kind of full circle moments. But, you know, I know he'll do a wonderful job and you know, preparing that group for what they're going to do.
Deuce talks a lot about, you know, in the main session about, you know, the NFL giving in feedback on maybe in getting in some different positions as obviously as play caller. Are you seeing him line up not just, you know, out wide at the X position, but some of the slot, maybe even a tight end a little bit, which was his original position?
Yeah, he'll line up everywhere, but he won't line up at tight end. He'll line up, you know, we're going to put him in a lot of different, you know, positions to just to be able to attack. And, you know, when you have a guy that has, you know, his skill set, his athleticism, you know, his, you know, just football IQ, it gives you great deal of flexibility. And, you know, he's a special player, and, you know, we're going to try to put him in a great deal of, advantageous situations, you know, as a wide receiver.
Is Ashton giving you good feedback about, like, what he likes and what he doesn't like?
Yeah, it was one of the first things that, you know, when he came, you know, one of the first things I did is I had them draw up, you know, what are the concepts? What are the things that you know, I can sit there and watch film and get an opinion. You know, what are the things that he liked to do? And it was great because there's a lot of carryover and things that I've done that I think fit our personnel. And, you know, and then you continue to adapt, adjust, and you tie things within, you know, greater concepts that might have some similar approaches. And, I think that's a critical component, like when you, especially at the quarterback room, whether it's Ashton, Kevin, you know, Malachi, any guy that plays the position, it's about understanding, you know, what do they like? How do they see? What do they hear? I mean, that's always my feedback with them, is I want to know what their eyes are seeing. How are they processing the things they're being asked to do? And then you can get more, you know, versatile in the things that you're doing if you have a better understanding of that foundation.
Have you seen enough of him to know that, okay, this is going to work out pretty well? It was going to be pretty good there.
I mean, I'm excited about him, and, you know, for the work that he's done, and you know, what he was able to do through spring ball, and the production and improvement that we saw from him. You know, I'm excited for what's ahead.
So with the of course, there's sort of quarterbacks also. Manning, you know, passes the leader, but over the years, you had George Travis, and you had Priest in the castle last year that you still understand that he is a part of it. How's that quarterback coming along?
Oh, it's been a really, I'd say, really productive spring and summer. You know, from what we've been able to be a part of, you know, Malachi Marshall just joining the program here in the summer. You know, being able to kind of get him up to date and up to speed. He still has you know, some work and learning that going against somebody. You know, but a lot of talent. But Kevin Sperry is a guy that prepares at a high level. You know, I feel very confident in the depth of our room, and you know, obviously the ability that we have. It's just continue to prepare for those moments that they show up.
In your offense, you know, historically, as you tend to fill the offense to your playmakers, you're really good at adjusting that. But the run game has always been incredibly important to your offensive scheme. What's your level of trust and confidence in this year's offensive line to allow you to highlight, which I believe is one of your best position groups of running backs, and Ashton's feet as well too?
Yeah, I mean, I feel as confident going into a season, you know, with the personnel of the guys up front as I have. I mean, I think this is a really good group. Some guys that have to do it at Florida State, obviously. But when you look at the experience, when you look at the talent, the ability, the cohesiveness, I was grateful for this spring. I know I mentioned it earlier, you know, last spring we really didn't have an O-line. The guys that ended up starting didn't go through spring practice. And so, you know, to see what these guys have been able to do together in a short period of time, how they've carried that in the summer, you know, this is a one chance to be a first class unit. A
couple of the guys were talking about the Monarch drug machine for receivers. Like, is it fun to watch them like tap into that technology ability?
Oh yeah, I mean it's fun for me. I mean, I get in the office really early, and you know, I'll go down and maybe get a workout at time. And when you walk by the indoor and you see guys are out there 5:40 in the morning catching on a self-feeding machine. Those are the things you're like, okay, I'm seeing that work. You know, everybody talks about it, but you know, who's willing to put in the real work when nobody else is watching? That's, you know, this is a competitive group, and they want, you know, they want to be the best. And that's, you know, everybody can say it, but you know, I'm seeing a lot of actions that are speaking to that desire.
What are you seeing from Landon Thomas this summer going into the fall that maybe helps you to believe that he can step up to finally kind of live up to that height that he came in with?
Yeah, I mean, this guy came in, played at a very high level as a freshman. It might have been a freshman All-American in some aspect, in some regards. But, you know, and then last year, dealt with, you know, one coordinator change, you know, a little bit different situation, you know, dealt with some injuries, you know, there early in the season. So never really got rolling. And, you know, I think he's had a great summer. You know, he's a guy that I have challenged and, you know, have a lot of belief in, but also think that the addition of DeSerial Riles, I think the emergence of Chase Lofton, I mean, you talk about three human beings that are top notch, you know, route runners, you know, guys that can be great receivers. It makes it fun for a guy sitting in a live position, knowing that they, you know, one, they got to show up and perform to one to even be on the field, but then, you know, maximizing their ability. I mean, it's going to be a great group.
Coach, when people are talking about this team in December, what do you want them to be saying about Florida State?
I mean, it's a team that's resilient, that's tough, that, you know, goes out there and, you know, they play the game the right way. They play tough, smart, disciplined football. You know, they play with confidence in the speed of what, you know, how we approach things is physical, you know, nature and when a team goes and finish. And you know, as coming off a year where, you know, there's a lot of, you know, narrow defeats that we faced, you know, it's hard to be a team that can go and put our stamp on a game and to finish it the right way and to do that throughout the course of the year. I mean, that's what I want people to see from this team.
With the lack of a booster tour this summer, spring game has felt like the program has been purposely quiet this summer. I'll see it. It's about what results on the field, but the fan base is desperate to hear from their leader. What can you say to them to get them excited about this upcoming football season?
Well, I mean, you know, I believe in every bit of who we are, what we are, the work that I've seen, and we've got a team that I believe has incredible young men that are talented, excited about this coaching staff, and you having that going into that second year with your Tony, being able to have the continuity there with Tim and just, you know, get back to Florida State football. And, you know, yes, disappointing results. Nobody ever wants to go through them. You know, close, you know, the margin of victory and defeat. I mean, it's a fine line. And, you know, last year we came up short, you know, more than anybody you know, ever desires and for the expectation of this program. But we understand what we need to do and we understand what it needs to look like. But, you know, for the words that are said, you know, people can go through talking season saying whatever they want. It's still about, you know, what's going to show up here this fall. And that's what I got a lot of confidence in.
Coach, at what point in the offseason do you start to understand and gain that trust from the new additions to where you know how much you can trust them when it comes to not only off the field stuff, but like rotation time as well? At what point in the offseason do you start?
Like rotation time?
Yeah, just in terms of like, at what point in the offseason do you start understanding how much you can trust it?
No, I mean, every day is a developmental process, you know, and so with new guys that come in, you know, we want to put them in as many different situations to get the truest sense of their, who they are, you know, their characteristics, you know, what are the things that they, you know, truly excel at, but then what are some of the things that you got to continue to work in and, you know, build that confidence in. So, you know, it's different for every person and it's still an ever flowing process. I mean, Jordan Travis in year three was a lot different than year two and we had some great success, but it's still about that consistent growth throughout the journey. All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.